It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie Lee. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Kelly. Good to be with you.
You too. And what's going on in the world of National?
Yesterday, the new council, went and put in place a regional fuel tax. I think there's going to be a lot of disappointed people with that. It's a lot more money and really isn't necessary, but we've talked about that for weeks and weeks, haven't we, Kelly?
We have indeed. Just quickly get your opinion on this, on a segment we've just done on whether or not the North Shore should be its own country. What do you think?
No, it's daft. I'm not sure why the media give people like that airtime, but I guess
we give everybody airtime. We give everybody airtime. Anyway, moving on to more important matters. Because it's the first day of winter, and I feel it is quite, there's always a time to talk about housing and homelessness, especially in Auckland, but on the first day of winter it seemed like a good time to revisit and reevaluate maybe how New Zealand is tackling that problem. And in May, the government unveiled a pre-budget $100 million plan to tackle homelessness, including making 1,500 transitional and emergency homes available this winter, but they have yet to do that. What is your take on this?
Well, I think the first thing is we're on a political show, so we're going to get political a little bit. But so what they've effectively done is re-announced and they're continuing with many of the things we were doing in this area. In 2015, 16, 17, ministers like Paula Bennett and Amy Adams were making similar announcements. They were expanding and starting up new schemes. The Housing First scheme was one that Amy Adams launched. When it came to transitional housing, Paula Bennett put a whole lot of money into that. So effectively what Labor's doing is they're continuing with that. I think when it comes to homelessness, as a country, we need to do more. We need to do better. We haven't serviced and supported everyone when there's still homeless people on the street. And any government, whether it's blue or red, needs to take this seriously. It's going to be a case of Labor ministers, and you'll probably go down this line a bit too, Kelly, of saying, did National do enough? Are the problems that we're seeing now because National didn't do much? My answer to that is we did a lot. We were ramping up building. We were putting hundreds of millions of dollars into housing, but it's a long-term game. It's a long-term situation, and if the government, the new Labor government, is going to be putting in place more funding to support homeless people, then we'll be there supporting them on that. But they do have to put their money where their mouth is. They do have to front up and do the work. We'd started that work. We were doing a lot. I want to join everyone in saying we should do more to help homelessness, and we were, and that should be continued.
Just retouching on the Housing First that you said Amy Adams sort of championed last year. So a report came out, I believe it was yesterday, from the Auckland Council about Housing First, saying that it's supported 420 people, including 193 children, into permanent homes in the first 12 months of the program, which it says is a great result for Housing First, which indeed is a great result for those 420 people. But with an estimate from Auckland Council of about 20,000 upwards of people homeless, do you think 420 people is enough per year? How do we make the scope bigger and actually get more people in? Because 420 a year just won't cut it with 20,000 people homeless.
Well, that was effectively a pilot of something that we hadn't done before in New Zealand. And with the success of a pilot, then you go and you fund it more and you ramp it up and you ensure that the program or programs that are working in any social sector, you find the ones that work and then you go and do them more and you put more funding into them and you support people more through evidence-based research and through programs that are getting results with people. And where Housing First is getting results, absolutely the government should be coming on board and doing more there. So reports like that from the Auckland Council are good. It shows that trialling new options and trialling new ways of doing things through the social investment approach that the government under Bill English and John Key were doing, that's how you get results. So I think reports like that, we should take those and run with it. And Housing First, whilst it's only a small number now that are being supported, that's showing that it is working.
like you maybe aforementioned, you said I might go down the path of asking if Labor had inherited a problem. Just quoting Phil Twyford, he said the government has inherited a massive housing crisis.
It's always dangerous ground when you're quoting Phil Twyford, Kelly.
A housing crisis with a shortfall of 45,000 homes in Auckland alone. But their strategy to combat this, they're saying, is Kiwi Build. Do you think just building houses is the answer? I've seen that Kiwi Build is, there has been a couple of observations that the three-bedroom Kiwi Build home has a price tag of about $650,000, which is a lot lower than a lot of houses in Auckland, but maybe still quite expensive for a lot of people.
Well, all Phil Twyford effectively is doing with Kiwi Build right now is going to developers and saying, can I buy your houses? And the price point that he's wanting to sell them to New Zealanders is a lot higher than what he said during the election. But the general principle of building more housing, all roads lead back to you need more houses and you need more land freed up and you need to ensure that you're using that land well. The reason why we have homelessness, there'll be a range of social factors involved, but ultimately it's about having supply there to ensure that people are able to afford a home. And if you don't have the supply and you don't meet the demand, then prices get ramped up. And where councils and governments in decades gone past, and it's not just, a last couple of year issue, it's literally decades where councils and governments have artificially constrained the supply of land. It's led to an undersupply, and that's led to prices going up. And that's led to a whole range of issues around housing, which also leads to wider social issues. So whilst programs like Housing First and ensuring there's emergency and transitional housing are important, if you don't get the fundamentals right, and it's building enough housing and ensuring there's enough land available, you will always have housing problems in the country. And whilst National, I think we have to admit, we should have done more and could have done more, and we were several years too late in ramping up the building. We were doing that. We were opening up land for housing. We were increasing the number of tradespeople out there. We completely changed the way in which Auckland deals with housing and from a planning perspective with the unitary plan. Don't underestimate the amount that was put in and the fact that over time that's going to show results.
A comment that's been on what Work National did in the housing sector was that it increased the stock of emergency or transitional housing, but never did anything around affordable rentals or home ownership, to help families find a lasting solution to the housing problems. Do you have a response for that?
Oh, Housing New Zealand was building housing and was expanding their portfolio left, right and centre. Do you remember all those protests we used to have in Tamaki around what we were doing there? That's because we were taking houses on big sections and turning one house into, five, six, seven houses. The protests were around people having to move out, and I can understand their frustrations around that. But ultimately, what that was about was Housing New Zealand building more housing. But let me just go back a second to what I was saying around supply. The fact that we are seeing in Auckland that house prices are no longer ramping up in the rate that they were is because more houses were being built. There are property owners in my electorate that are saying to me now, my house value is dropping a little bit. Whilst it's a bit uncomfortable for them because they have a big mortgage, the fact that property values are stabilised and in fact dropping in some areas suggests to you that the supply that we were putting into the market is starting to have an effect. There's still a long way to go. There's still a lot more that has to be done. And if the government is going to continue to increase the supply of housing, that's a good thing. We criticise the way in which they're doing it, and we're not sure the Kiwi Build promises they made are being fulfilled. But ultimately, they're doing what we were doing, building more housing, and that's what's required.
Thank you so much for joining us this week, Jamie Lee, and we will speak to you again next week.
Take care, Kelly.
See you later.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.